Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It is March 25th, 2024. Man, we are about to head down probably a few of the busiest weeks ever, period. Quite frankly, we have post shows, I think, like every night for the next 2-3 weeks. It's going to be insane. WrestleMania, lots of interviews, lots of stuff to talk about. We got Denise Salcedo here. Denise, how you doing?
Yo, I'm hyped right now. Honestly, I'm feeling really freaking stoked about getting to talk about Raw today.
Yeah, I mean, what a show. Like, because he was alluded to in this show, I was just sitting here thinking, like, man, this Raw was so good. And even when Raw is just like, meh, mediocre, it usually at least makes sense. And I'm like, imagine if those creepy old shits that were running the show for so long and were really bad at this had stepped aside long ago. I wonder how good it would have been for how long. Like, I wonder what great things we could have been gifted that we're just finally getting to see now. But we hope that you guys are with us here throughout every night for the next 2 weeks. NXT, AEW, ROH, TNA, SmackDown, Collision, WrestleMania, bunch of interviews. I'm going to Squared Circle Expo this weekend in Indianapolis, WrestleCon next week. I'll be at Wale Mania next week. Then flying back for WrestleMania, I'll be here for the post show. And then Denise will be back here for the Raw After Mania show. I am so excited to hang out with you guys. If you want to hang out a little bit more, FightfulSelect.com. That is just $5 a month, $54 a year. I gave a little heads up about 1 or 2 minutes ahead of The Rock walking out over on the Discord because couldn't get that one confirmed all day, but the rumors had been out there. But it's just wild that we're talking about this happening again. But in addition to the Discord, the 2,000 podcasts we've done over the last 6 years, you get exclusive daily news. Today we had the Raw plans. We have Sour Graps over there, my Backstage Report podcast, and Corey Brennan had some news about Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes's main roster future. Check it out, FightfulSelect.com. But while you're here, leave a thumbs up. It means an awful lot to us. Leave a comment below as well. Don't forget, we're on platforms everywhere, whether it be Apple, Amazon, Spotify. Leaving reviews over there helps an awful lot. If you want your question or statement read on the air, youtube.com/Fightful, send a super chat like so many of these wonderful people have done. And if you're watching on Twitch, on Facebook, on Twitter, on whatever the hell you want to call it, humperchats.com, H-U-M-P-E-R, chats.com. Mr. Acosta says, don't care if it's recency bias. Top five Monday Night Raw. Man, people are feeling really good. This show did not feel like it was lacking anything, Denise. Like, we didn't have a title match or anything like that, but we had star power tonight.
That's what we definitely did have. And this episode kind of, and I know we're going to get into all the details in a second, but this episode really had me feeling like we are going in a direction that we've kind of have missed in a while, because there was a lot of things on this show and like the last couple of weeks that I feel have just been feeling a lot edgier. And it's making me feel like this is all in preparation for Raw moving to Netflix. Like, I really do think that once Raw moves to Netflix, we might see them push the envelope a little bit more. I don't know, but that's kind of how it's feeling based on a lot of what we got here tonight, especially the closing of the show.
Is there a draft after Mania or this year? You know, it's funny you said that. I was about to start digging into it. So if you want to go based on my hunch, I don't know why they would do it right after Mania when they are about to do a situation where they're going to be switching to different networks. If you remember, they did that about 5 years ago, and then Fox was like, no, we want these guys over here, and we don't want these guys. And they had to switch a bunch of them back. So I would imagine they would wait, but remains to be seen. Kim Gray says, best Raw in years, epic chills. Man, this is what I love. I love, Denise, when you and I started this show together, it was some of the worst WWE booking that we have ever seen. It was dead in the midst of one of the worst, like 6-7 months, I would say, of how the top titles were booked between Kane Velasquez and Kofi Kingston getting jobbed out, and the Fiend Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell, then the Fiend and Goldberg, then all this bullshit that happened. And now we are in the midst of one of the most financially rewarding time ever for wrestling talent and one of the most successful period of WWE. Andrew says, remember when Raw sucked so bad? Wild show. Hector says this episode was batshit insane. Look at that. Bako5, any chance Dustin gets involved with Cody? No. FightfulSelect.com reported last year his deal is up in the fall, by the way. And if he was, he just asked me to go through AEW PR in order to interview him. So I don't think he'd be doing that if he was getting involved in this at all. Was the trailer with Cena and Austin a coincidence? Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so. But I could see them involved in the show as well. Cadillac Carson says, one of my favorite Monday Night Raws in a very long time. Oh my gosh. Denise, when's the last time you saw the audience so excited about Monday Night Raw?
You know, people get excited, right? Because people, like, that's the thing. When Raw was not that good, and when people, you know what? I do have an answer, actually. When Triple H started taking over creative, remember that one day, what was it? Matt Riddle and was it Seth Rollins when they were like fighting each other in the crowd?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I remember people really enjoying that Raw in particular, or like that little time period there. Like, people were really excited about Triple H running creative. And that was honestly the last time where I really feel like there was a lot of buzz around Monday Night Raw. And then it sort of subsided a little bit. And then today it just like completely just like shot up in the air.
We've got a Humper chat saying, what is this rumor about Mercedes going crazy backstage? Denise, did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
You know what they told me?
What?
They said, Mercedes nuts!
I don't get it, Sean.
I've been saving.
Not good. What does that even mean? Now you're just adding nuts to anything.
Denise, that was a good one. You cannot deny that.
That was a mid joke.
You cannot deny that.
No, It was not good.
You cannot deny
how
good that one was.
Boo.
I set that one up.
Boo. No wonder I was like, I have not heard anyone say Mercedes is acting crazy. I was like, who are these people and why are we buying into it?
Listen, people are booing it because they got with it. They thought they were about to hear.
No, it was mid, Sean. Nope, I know you worked hard on it.
Muted.
The thing, in order to keep my job here at Fightful, I have to laugh at your jokes. So, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, somebody said that joke was nuts.
It sucked. It was mid.
I just want to. Oh, no, I can't tell you who wrote that one.
Tell me in the chat.
Okay.
Didn't even come up with it yourself? You're hiring people to write these nuts jokes for you? I'm embarrassed.
I'm hilarious.
At least when I do my D's nuts jokes, they're my own.
Yeah, I bet they are.
They are. Okay.
Anywho.
Tell me in the chat.
Anywho.
I'm not going to continue on with the show until you tell me in the chat.
I can't. I can tell you afterwards, though. Anyway, this is what we all wanted Raw After Mania to be last year. Well, I mean, that gives me at least some sense of promise, Denise, that this year's Raw After Mania is probably going to be a banger. I mean, I think they know they got to make up for last year, and that wasn't their fault. From what I understand, the Raw After Mania they had written last year was pretty good until Vince McMahon showed up and screwed it up for everybody.
I don't believe it. I don't buy it.
I heard it.
It was so bad, I can't imagine it ever being good.
Oh, man. Sean, I mean,
I was there.
Vince, what can I say?
It was so bad.
Not only that, Vince wasn't actively having creative meetings. He was just calling in and changing shit. It's so wild. Hey, y'all, let's crank, says Meat Normus. Am I hearing this right? Did Raw restore the feeling? Hell yeah, it did. Hell yeah, it did. Let's go ahead and get into some more of these super chats. Crazy 101 says, off topic, where do you think MCMG will sign? I think they'll probably work the indies, and I think they'll get a crack at AEW. Jana says they set up so many post-Mania feuds already. Punk, Drew, Liv, Rhea, Cody, Rock, Roman, Gable, Gunther. You can tell they're really putting effort into the storylines. That's what I like, Denise, is right now it feels like when one feud concludes, they don't have to just be like, oh, well, here, let's give Liv Morgan a win after WrestleMania. Then she can challenge for the title. No, they're setting the stage for Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley right now, which I like, which not on tonight's show, but.
They definitely are. And once we get into Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, I'll elaborate more on that. But it is exciting to at least know that we might have an idea of what the landscape of WWE storylines is going to look like following WrestleMania.
Well, the big news, the big star of the show, Meek Mill is going to WrestleMania. You got any thoughts on this, Denise? Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off Goodbye Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Meek Mill.
You don't know who Meek Mill is?
No.
You're one of those people.
At least I'm not writing who in the comments. You want me to pretend like I know?
You just said it audibly.
Well, I'm sorry.
You said it out loud.
How can I reword who? Tell me a different way to say who.
I don't know.
Okay. Can you please elaborate on that individual that you are speaking of?
I did the songs Rico, All Eyes on You, Dangerous, Going Bad. What else? Believe. I think you did that one with Justin Timberlake. Amen with Drake. There's that one. Denise don't know what Denise doesn't know. There you go.
I'm sorry. I listen to different kinds of music. I don't know Meek Mill. I'm sorry. So
Kim Gray says Alex better not trash this Raw. I almost guarantee you he will, and that's why he has his own show where he can do that and do Alex things. So Cody Rhodes. Well, we're actually going to save the Cody Rhodes promo because I feel like it is more related to the main event. So we will ask Luis to send that there. Judgment Day backstage playing darts. Rhea tells Dominic to let her know if he is attacking Rey next time. I like that. Rhea asserting her dominance, so to speak.
She's been asserting her dominance.
Ricochet defeated JD McDonagh. Jesus Christ, Denise. This match was so good. This is why you hire a JD McDonagh or a Ricochet, so he can do these things. And JD McDonagh, sometimes overshadowed, oftentimes overshadowed in Judgment Day. But I mean, man, he killed it tonight too.
I feel like when it comes to Ricochet, Sean, it's the same thing where he gets like certain weeks where he has like really good matches back to back, right? But the problem is that they never follow up on that at all, ever. They never follow up on it. So until they follow up on that, then I'm going to get excited. But these last few weeks for Ricochet have been very strong in ring, but it's almost like saying like it always is though, but they just don't follow up on it.
What I would like to see is Ricochet to continue to get some wins. Then he's in line for their Intercontinental title, whenever that may be. Have it set up. Have it ready to go. They killed it. They deserve all the flowers. This type of match is exactly why you hire a guy like Ricochet, because there are things that he can do that nobody else can do. And I wish that his attitude on screen, whether it be scripted or not, reflected that. Because for a while we saw the, you know, I believe that maybe superheroes exist. I would like for him to be like, no, I can do things that no other human can do. And I'm very aware of that situation.
I think we all know Ricochet's strengths and weaknesses. And like part of their job in WWE is to highlight people's strengths, you know? So, and they have. We haven't gotten any Ricochet promos recently that I remember so good. But I just think that they need to, like, just keep it going. Like you said, he could easily be that person going after the Intercontinental Championship. And, you know, I mean, God, every time he's in the ring, you're like, oh, why don't they do more with this guy? Oh, well, it's the same conversation surrounding Ricochet each and every single time.
Speaking of Judgment Day, they interfered in the New Day DIY match. I like that things were getting a little choppy with New Day and DIY backstage. Also, that New Day Snickers commercial killed me. Like, I love that commercial. But Awesome Truth, well, Truth thinks that DIY is DX. And Kofi, Xavier, Johnny, and Tommaso are all going back and forth about what they have done, what they haven't done, who hasn't been to WrestleMania, who hasn't done anything in a while, talking about their names. I like that. It's getting a little competitive. But Judgment Day ends up coming and breaking up this match, which I think is, I think it's good heat because people wanted to see this match because, of course, it's going to be a good match. Now, next week, there's going to be an 8-man tag. I also liked that Miz and Truth only helped when they really, really felt like they had to. And Truth was moving, man. Like, he was getting it in there. That man's over 50. But I like what they did here. They built for tonight's match. They built for WrestleMania. They built for next week's Raw. I thought they did an awful lot here to help build up to this ladder match at WrestleMania.
I mean, I thought it could have been a lot stronger. I'm that person that wanted to see this match. So the heat definitely worked because I was like, God damn it. They had to have the Judgment Day come in interrupt, huh? Suck the fun out of everything. So I successfully fell for this whole bit because I did want to see this match. And then here's the thing, coming off of that DIY Creed's match from last week, it left me wanting to see DIY go at it again to that magnitude, but with a different team, of course. And I know that they could definitely do it with the New Day. And so I was a little bit bummed that this match didn't go a little longer. But I think given everything that went down on the show, like, it looks like they just had enough time to do everything because there was a lot of entrances today that were pretty much like shortened or didn't get much entrances because they kind of took a little time in other areas. But I think for a really good Raw, like the things that I wasn't too in love with didn't really matter because they weren't really like the big parts of this show.
I feel like they set the stage in an awful lot of ways for WrestleMania, and they added some heat to a lot of things. And they also, let's be real, in recent years, go-home shows do not have the same cachet, so to speak, as they did back in the day. You know what I mean? So they were setting up a little bit of something for next week. You're going to have a lot of ingredients there. You get the comedy with R-Truth. You get the two babyface teams going at it a little bit. Then you see them in the ring. Judgment Day gets the heat. Somebody who's not involved in the tag team match at Mania can probably take the pin there. Man, I think this was just really, really good stuff. Rob Dog says, do you think we got a surprise tag team return at Mania? I don't.
Who would be the surprise?
The Hardys are under contract. I don't think they'd put the Dudleys in there or anything. And then I'm like, well, what other team?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you there. While we're on the subject of Judgment Day, we might as well talk about Rhea Ripley. She came out and, man, let me tell you, she, Shayna Baszler, and Nia Jax this weekend made WWE live events look like the most fun shit of all time. Rhea Ripley did the stink face to Nia on Saturday, went viral. Of course it did. I mean, two or three years ago, I interviewed her about this stuff. And she's like, I know it gets the click. She's a very smart woman. Then the next night, Shayna stops her from doing the stink face, gets in the corner, and she's like, no, me. And then, brilliant heat spot, Nia cuts her off. Then Nia does it. Shayna reacts. And there was also this spot where outside the ring, while Nia is powdering out, she reaches up and grabs some popcorn from a fan. Like, that's what you want to see. You want a different experience at these live events. And WWE is a lot more free right now. They are a lot more loose. They are allowed to have fun and do things like this, which, you know, happened at live events a whole lot more. But the show in general somehow feels more fun, loose, but also serious at the right times. It's just a better goddamn show, Denise.
No corny, cheesy stuff with the people that you don't want corny, cheesy stuff with. Like, I don't want cheesy content.
That's not true. Nia Jax got popcorn. That is corny.
And cheesy. Wait, no, buttery. I forgot. I don't need popcorn. I'm a nacho person. I don't know what to say. Sorry. Anyways.
Man. Nachos are hit or miss at venues, especially. It's been a long time since I've eaten good nachos at a venue.
Well, that's why you have to try them everywhere. I try them everywhere.
The chips are so stale. The cheese is always bad. Popcorn is usually at least safe. I just never want popcorn there. It gets stuck in your teeth.
That's why I don't like popcorn. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And I just feel like I'm walking around with popcorn teeth.
That's fair. Pat says, Denise, Denise needs a raise after that D's nuts joke. Well, listen, she's not going to get a raise, but what I can do is offer her a great deal on NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's baseball season, and if there's one thing we know, it's that baseball does not want you to watch baseball. Blackouts, all that stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful is the way to do it. Not just that, football season too. You ain't going to get Sunday ticket or anything like that. Just get your virtual location changed with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Watch local games a little bit of everywhere. Wrestling pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views, UFC pay-per-views. Get them at just a ridiculously reduced rate. Thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not just that, it works on all your devices. It helps protect you on all that public Wi-Fi. You can put it on the router if you want to. It's got a file encryption tool, a password manager, and they have 24/7 support. So if you get this and you're like, well, I don't know how to use this. I don't know how to change my virtual location. They have 24/7 tech support. They're here to help you wherever you are, whenever you need it. Reliable encryption, the fastest VPN on the planet. You're safe from disruptions. And there's a 30-day money-back guarantee on NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, it is about to get busy with the pay-per-view season in UFC. About to be some big-ass fights. That Conor McGregor-Michael Chandler fight is coming up soon. I wouldn't be surprised if they announced that at WrestleMania, actually, of all things. But NordVPN.com/Fightful. Rhea Ripley comes out sporting a wrist brace. Still working, still doing the live events, still wrestling, still showing up at TV. I got an awful lot of respect for that because it's WrestleMania season, and I'm pretty sure she knows how important she is to this show. She, quite frankly, has been the main character of Raw for quite some time. And she's still out here doing it. She gets confronted by Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch brings up Rhea showing her ass to get attention. Now, listen. I think if you're comfortable with that type of thing, no shame in that, whatever. Because we're thankfully far removed from the days when a lot of women in WWE didn't have the choice. You know what I mean? So I that line didn't quite hit for me, but everything else did. Oh, man. Rhea Ripley saying that Rue was going to call Rhea, her mommy, and Becky said, you know what? My father never got to meet my daughter, and I take great pride in being a good parent because I know he'd be proud of me, and I don't think that's a joke. And then she pointed to the title, and she goes, I don't think that's a joke either. The two ended up trading shots. Becky punched Dominic as well. Becky got feral here. She got very, very angry and aggressive. And I feel like it needed that as well. We needed some physicality finally after all the face-offs. How did you feel, Denise?
I loved it. I loved the entire thing. And I didn't have a problem with that line that you mentioned because Becky Lynch she incorporated something that was going viral, right? That everybody was talking about. Everybody was waiting to see if it was going to get brought up. And she used it to basically undermine Rhea Ripley. And that's what you want to do, right? You want to undermine your opponent for a second to put yourself, to put yourself a step ahead. And her basically saying, because this was basically like in the beginning, Rhea Ripley had said that Becky Lynch wasn't paying enough attention to her because she was going out there and she was having all these matches and she could have interrupted, but she was being respectful of Becky Lynch. And Becky Lynch basically twisted it by saying, like, I'm not out there just like trying to show my butt and stuff. Like, I'm out there working and doing all this stuff each and every single week. So I kind of love the way that they kind of tied that whole thing in together. But the part that really sold it for me was when Rhea Ripley mentioned Rue, Becky Lynch's daughter. And we know that a lot of people mention Becky Lynch's daughter. Like, this is not the first time her daughter has been mentioned. Her name was mentioned and a bunch of times during the Trish Stratus Becky Lynch thing, and Trish Stratus sent some mean stuff about her, whatever, right? So this is a go-to thing that people do. This is a trigger for Becky Lynch, and Becky Lynch talking about how, her father didn't get to see her daughter grow up, and she got very, very serious there for a minute, and she got very emotional, and she used this real life situation into this, and she basically she looked like she made Rhea Ripley feel bad for a second. Like, did you see that? You caught yes. Rhea Ripley's face where she was like, oh shit, maybe I did go too far, because she said, this is probably a joke to you, but this is not a joke to me. And Becky Lynch did that so freaking well that it looked like Rhea Ripley regretted saying that. And we don't see things like that from Rhea Ripley often, if ever. So for me, like, that was a massive hit. I loved Becky Lynch's promo in particular here tonight.
I thought, yeah, I mean, to me, I just didn't think it was the line that I mentioned was as much of a burn, but then everything else afterwards, I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. Especially this.
Oh my gosh. Yes. The facial expression with the hair.
Dominic, it's listen.
The hair.
Dominic is just good now. Like, he is unironically good at what his job is there, and it's to get heat. And to do that, to do exactly that. And he has done really, really great at it. And I would be surprised if he wasn't just like, just punch me, man. Just punch me. This was fantastic. And like you said, we saw Rhea start to almost reckon with the thing that she just said. Like, did I go too far? And did I just motivate somebody I shouldn't have motivated? And most of the time when I hear, oh, Seth Rollins' wife. Oh, Becky Lynch's daughter. I'm like, oh, change the record now. But this promo, it hit the right way.
Maddie and I love Manius, when she took down Dominic afterwards too, because Dominic was trying to hold back Rhea. And I'm like, Rhea could take Dominic. She can punch him right now so he could move out her way. But then Becky Lynch came down and she just like freaking launched herself over him. I thought this whole thing top to bottom was great.
Maddie Mania says, in my opinion, this was Becky's best promo she's had in a while. The fire this feud was needing. I agree with you, Maddie. And I mean, listen, I think that Becky cuts an awful lot of great promos, but yeah.
This one's up there with one of the strongest ones in recent memory.
KE775 says, I still think Rhea is probably going to win now. I have a slight feeling Becky has a shot or at least turns heel. Oh, I think Rhea's going to win as well. I'm going to check the Bet Online WrestleMania odds where they stand, because I'm pretty sure that Rhea Ripley is a big favorite. Yeah, she is among the biggest favorites on the show right now.
Well, yeah, I just don't think that Becky Lynch needs the win the way that Rhea Ripley needs the win. And so from the moment that this whole match has been made up, I've been expecting Rhea Ripley to come out on the winning side.
Did you see that line that Ronda Rousey uncorked in the Riccicino interview?
She said a bunch of lines. Which one are we going with?
She did. And I'll say this. I know that there was more said that was sort of debunked before that hit print, but she said that Rhea and Charlotte went over time last year and they were supposed to get like 10 or 12 minutes, but that Charlotte, quote, flopped her big dick out on the table and just went over.
Good. Yeah, I'm kind of glad in a way. Yes. Why the hell not?
It was our Fightful award winner for women's match of the year last year. So obviously they did something right.
They went into that with a chip on the shoulder that they weren't the main event. So what else can you do? Well, I'll steal the freaking show. I love that.
And flopped her. I'll say this.
What's the quote again?
Flopped her big dick out on the table.
Flopped her big dick out on the table. That's the kind of energy that I'm going to try to exude now. And I think everyone should try to exude that energy.
Stop clapping on the air.
For the girls.
It's bad for the audio.
Okay, what? I'm sorry. My apology. You know what else was bad for this audio? Your terrible D's Nuts joke.
Muted. Anyway, I actually asked Rhea about this last month. She was very classy about it. She's like, listen, would I have liked to have main evented the show? Of course I would have. That story was captivating. It caught my interest as well. I don't think she could have possibly answered it any better than what she did. And I think they proved their point as well. I think they kind of proved their point there.
They certainly did.
Muhammad says Motor City Machine Gun is a surprise team. WWE, TNA. Well, I mean, they're not in TNA anymore. So, man, we got a bunch of super chats. Humper Chats. Wesley Ham says, will they have a men and women's battle royal this year? I want them to do it like as the kickoff. Like, I hope that's a thing that is brought back, because you got all that talent there. Bring them in, do that, and then make it for something. I keep saying this. it means as much as you tell us and you show us that it means. When the Andre first happened, it was going to be a big deal. I mean, you had Cesaro lifting and throwing the Big Show over the top rope. They made it a big deal. And then in recent years, they didn't make it a big deal.
Yeah, like if I'm going to skip anything on WrestleMania, that's probably it.
Apex Caliber says, felt pure attitude era all show, loving the direction. Well, I'd love the direction if you guys would leave a thumbs up on this video. Please do so. Get your super chats in here at youtube.com/Fightful or humperchats.com. We're dropping interviews this week here on the channel with Chad Gable and Jade Cargill. We're also going to have Evil Uno this, I think probably in the next week, week and a half with Joel Pearl as well. Jonathan Corona says WWE needs to set more smaller stages for Raw and SmackDown to allow more fans. It should be permanent. Well, I think that when it dictates it, they announced 15,800 for tonight. I would imagine that's with everybody in attendance because WrestleTix had it just under 15,000. But, I mean, if you're going to cram people in there, I say, why the hell not, Denise? Do an altered set. Like, it works.
It definitely did. I don't think there was anybody going, damn, we missed the old set. No, because people just care about the content of the show and the energy that you felt in the building. I mean, God, wait till we get to that Cody Rock segment. When we talk about energy, there was a lot of it.
Jonathan Corona says, Triple H cooked today. Sean, I never asked the questions. Was Lee Fitting ever a fan of WWE? Also for pay-per-view or shows in general, who picks them out? Is Triple H make the choice of stages? Well, it's a collaborative effort in that. Production helps. I mean, the seat mappers help. Like there's a whole lot that goes into that. As far as Lee Fitting, it wouldn't surprise me to hear that he wasn't a wrestling fan because so much of the production change has been so different. And I've said this over and over again, Denise. There haven't been any instances where I've said, man, you know, this would be better if Kevin Dunn was still around.
You swear.
But there have been countless times I've said, thank God Kevin Dunn isn't here.
Right. I think it's this old school way of thinking where you think only one person can do the job. Like, yeah. I get it. I know it's pro wrestling and it's different from other types of things that we shoot. But let's be real. There are millions or however many thousands of talented people out there that can do these kinds of jobs. I mean, there's people out there training for this, going to school, studying this every single day. You can find somebody else with a fresh eye, and whether or not they're a pro wrestling fan or not, that isn't, like, to me, I don't think you need to be a wrestling fan to do that kind of a job, right? Whether you're a cameraman, whether you're a director, whether you're a producer, because I think that regardless, those skills are transferable to any topic that you are doing. And I know this because, shit, I studied that in broadcast journalism, and those skills are definitely transferable when it comes to that type of work, in my opinion.
I mean, they ran shows from Full Sail University. I'm sure they got to look at plenty of people that specialized in that. CC Bonbon says Motor City Machine Guns and ladder match at Mania like Hardy's. I mean, listen, I would love it. I don't know if WWE has any plans to do that, though. Joey says Becky and Rhea needed this promo, but I just think they wasted so much time with Nia and Liv's side quests. I can't believe Finn Balor's not involved in this feud. I would love if Finn Balor did get involved next week if Becky approached Finn or vice versa and that happened. I don't think there's anything wrong with the side quests of Nia and Liv because Nia and Becky became a nice, like, side program here that covered day one. It covered a last woman standing match. It covered Elimination Chamber because Rhea Ripley got involved. I thought that was good. Like, you've got to have something to fill the 2 months between Rumble and Mania. And I thought that was done as well as anything.
So I didn't mind it, but I think what people are getting at, it's more so of like, damn, we're almost at this match. This match is almost happening. We're 12 days away from WrestleMania. And could there have been more between Becky and Rhea? Of course. So I think it's a little bit of trying to find that balance of, did we get all that we could heading into this big matchup?
D. Burns says, hard to promote the Andre Battle Royal when over half the previous winners are out of the company. No. Just no. What is that? They're doing Daniel Bryan, Miz episode of Rivals next week. Like they don't, it doesn't matter anymore. It does not matter anymore. Like, I just don't think that it is a big deal. Like, I put it over. Like, it's just, I don't know how else to say it. It's not that big of a deal anymore. They don't care. Plus, Baron Corbin's still there. Braun's still there. Jey Uso's still there. Lashley's still there. They've all won it in the past. But those days are done, my friends. They're not going to tiptoe around their own history anymore. Now, there are a few names, obviously, that they will. They're not going to bring up Benoit. They're not going to bring up Vince. And they're probably not going to bring up Lesnar anytime soon. But Cadillac Carson says, I remember when Raw was so bad, we would send in super chats to talk about anything else but Raw. We don't get that anymore, Denise.
We would get thank you for watching Raw super chats. Like, we would get pity super chats.
Well, I'm glad we watched Raw tonight. Coffee Black says, Punk fired live rounds tonight. Glad I went. Let's talk about it. CM Punk comes out. He is super over with the crowd. Drew McIntyre interrupts, and the first great thing was CM Punk just being a crabby little jerk and being like, no, turn this shitty song off. It sucks.
He said stupid song. Turn this stupid song off.
Whatever he did. And guys, please help remind me of all the things that happened in this, because this was all over the place. Man, this was something. So he and Drew went back and forth. Seth is also out there. Drew had been to Mindy's Bakery earlier in the day, which was incredible. CM Punk doesn't care about the memo they got about not cursing, because he said it was weird because Seth Rollins was like, oh, you want him to be a referee? Well, that's his counting arm. Then Punk got down and counted with his other arm. Like, why would he even tease that? I don't know if it wasn't going to happen. But he said, yeah, I couldn't be objective with these two dipshits. And Drew McIntyre said, PG, brother. Then after all this, after it was revealed that Punk was going to be on commentary, which he said that he was going to make them interesting for the first time ever, Drew got in the last word. Listen, I don't have insight on this yet. This felt incredibly unprepared, underproduced, on the fly. It was unhinged, and I really enjoyed it, Denise.
I think what we got here, first of all, was two guys that understand exactly what they're doing. Two guys that understand their roles, the story that's being unfolded, and how much the interest, I think, has shifted, because we started in this place when CM Punk came back and they went right into him and Seth Rollins. And we remember how hot those two confrontations, like the confrontations that those two had, were really great stuff, man. And we were all fired up for Seth Rollins and CM Punk. However, now something better has erupted, and that is, honestly, Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. Drew McIntyre, we've talked about this every week on camera, on social media, has just like created something that's been completely magnificent here, where we haven't even seen CM Punk until today. And everybody was like in anticipation of this. So when we got this back and forth between both guys, to me, this was the best thing that I've seen heading into WrestleMania. Like, I like this more. And sorry, I know some people are going to be upset at this. Whatever, it's my opinion. I like this more than anything we've seen with Roman and Cody and Rock and Cody, minus the actual beatdown that we'll talk about later tonight. But I thought this was the best verbal exchange that I've seen between any guys heading into WrestleMania. And this isn't even a match. Like, that's the crazy thing. It's not even a match, but they have really good chemistry of, I hate you. Well, you know what? I don't like you either. And I said this, but I want to hear these guys just argue about anything. Like, if anybody's going to be in debate class, I want to see Drew McIntyre and CM Punk in debate class. Like, freaking argue, man. Is a hot dog a sandwich? I don't know. Give me your points. I want to hear this. Like, I need this in my life now. But there was some great stuff. Like, when CM Punk even did a dirty joke about my mouth works and we're not on Netflix yet, and April knows what I'm talking about. And I'm like, oh, okay. April knows. We know. Everyone knows. God, there was so much stuff. Like, there was so much that happened that I can't even remember all of the one-liners that they did there. But I was just, like, laughing my ass off at everything that they were saying. And I kind of, like, I kind of was a little bit like, when Seth Rollins came out, I didn't want it to finish between Drew and Punk. Like, I wanted to continue seeing that. But anyways, it all worked out the way that it did. And there was a lot of, like I said, a lot of good stuff that was said here. And even with Drew McIntyre just chilling in the commentary table with his legs up, watching these two guys talk it out. He said like two words. And even in those two words, I was like, oh shit, that's funny.
Yeah, some of the other lines, like Drew was saying, for somebody who doesn't do drugs or drink, you spend an awful lot of time in rehab.
Yes, that one was good too.
Oh my God. Punk saying, I've never had to put another man's name on my shirt in order to sell it.
That one was great too.
Damn. My God. Punk saying, you were the chosen one. Who chose you? Go ahead and say his name. I dare you. Holy shit. This is just really good. This is what I want to see. And I feel like the structure here is something that was missing probably in AEW. Like, I'm sure that a lot of these lines were not cleared here either, but Punk makes a career off of saying edgy stuff. He's got to be okay with people saying it to him too. Mr. Acosta says, were they working or were they shooting? Listen, they are definitely blurring the line, and that I love, because Drew, I don't know if Drew had personally had a problem with Punk when he came back. He just was not happy that he was not informed of it and that he was lied to the week of.
I don't know. I don't feel like Drew McIntyre shoot hates CM Punk. I don't feel that way.
Oh, I don't think so either. I think that he understands this is very good business.
Yes.
Nelson Munt says, I need TK to give Drew a huge bag so Punk can no longer feud with Drew and WWE loses one of its bigger stories after Rock goes back to Hollywood. So, I mean, that is... And Nelson also says, Punk has a big ego. He's exposing how big of a phony he is. You won't see Omega giving people like that a shout out. Thank you, Jack Perry, for getting rid of Hulk Hogan of this era from AEW. Man. So, yeah, like, I don't think that they truly hate each other. I think that he understands this is good business, and there is a chance that Drew just leaves before a feud happens.
No, don't even say that. This needs to culminate someplace somewhere. I don't care.
Me too. Me too. But you know what else I wanted to see culminate? CM Punk and the Elite. Really badly. And unfortunately,
MJF again.
Unfortunately, we're never going to see that. Hopefully we see this as well.
This is why we can't have nice things. I have a question though. Question. Do you think we'll see CM Punk on the Pat McAfee show?
I hope. That would be great.
I hope so too.
Eddie says that Punk Drew Seth segment was awesome. Feed families, and felt like Triple H allowed them to say or do whatever they want. This felt very unsupervised, and I'm gonna find out what I can about it. But
good, yeah. I hope it was.
Will Chisholm says, Punk asking Drew, "Who called you the chosen one? What was his name?" I laughed so hard. That was one of the best, like, inside baseball, but not inside baseball promo lines, because obviously Vince McMahon, within the context of this show, they are never going to reference the things that he is accused of doing. But everybody knows. Everybody knows. Steven says, do you see possibly a three-way match for the title between Punk, Drew, and Seth at SummerSlam or Survivor Series when Punk is cleared? Oh, yeah. I see like the next like a year of these guys together, like in different combinations. Like, I want to see all of them reffing each other's matches, for the love of God.
I want to see a podcast with Drew and CM Punk. That's all I want in my life.
John Black says, Drew said he was the chosen one. Punk burned him to the ground with the Vince reference. Also jabbed him on the chin with the, I don't have to put my another man's name on my shirt to sell them.
I loved that because we all know CM Punk's one of the top merch sellers that there is out there.
Of course. Muhammad says, Drew, Punk, Seth, single-handedly showing you can do business with people even when you don't like them at all. TK really needs to take notes. Well, I mean, I think that the structure in AEW should have been a lot better. I don't know that, honestly, any and all of those could have been prevented, though. It seemed like something was destined to happen. JM says, where's the designated Punk hater, Mike the Jeweler? Oh, man.
That's true. I want to hear some of his lines.
Rock Hard Joel Wood says, there's always a chance, but me personally, I think Drew stays. I think he does, too. Drew says he wants this match, hoping his latest changing character is enough to convince him to stay. Lots of money, too. Millions and millions of dollars will also help you stay. And hey, listen, if you want to win millions and millions of dollars, check out our friends at BetOnline.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about BetOnline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by BetOnline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. BetOnline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Check it out, guys. BetOnline.ag. Really loving doing work with them. We're going to have some tips ahead of WrestleMania next week. Right now, their lines, I think, look right on the money. I think Drew's winning. Gunther, Cody, Jey Uso, Rhea Ripley, Bayley, and LA Knight, and Roman Reigns and The Rock. They're all listed as heavy favorites. The only one, and it's not insider info, it's just I think it could go another way. I feel like Logan Paul could end up losing the U.S. title, perhaps. Because Logan Paul has shown just a great willingness to lose to people. But also, I could see Randy Orton and Kevin Owens costing each other the match and feuding with each other after that. So check it out. BetOnline AG. Candice LeRae defeated Ivy Nile very quickly. Obviously, no entrances here and a very quick match because of the segments that had preceded it. But listen, you didn't need a whole lot of time to convey what they were doing here. Candice LeRae is cheating. She's winning because she's cheating. She's very happy about it. Indy is not very happy about it. I like it. KE775 says, I'm personally enjoying this turn. Just need to make us care and give her more motivation. Do you think Indy gets on board with her?
Might as well. Honestly, at this point, she might as well add something interesting. I'm sorry. I need more. I need more.
If you were one of the Ninja Turtles, if you were one of the Ninja Turtles and you saw one of your brothers getting your asses whipped, you'd just be like, might as well just jump in and whip their ass too.
Honestly, yeah, I would throw down, bro. I don't care.
Oh, man, I'm enjoying this. Candice looks thrilled. Like, she looks really happy. And this is the first real story she's got on the main roster so far.
Yeah, it is.
Who would have known that Johnny Gargano, in marrying Candice LeRae, got the biggest free agent in Cleveland history, the most successful one? Good for him. Good for him. I'm glad Cleveland could accomplish something.
Hey, you're clapping. It doesn't help the audio.
So that means when you do this in between your words, Denise.
I'm just saying, you just did it right now, okay?
People can't hear on the audio when you do that. They were sending comments. Sorry.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Thank you for your apology.
And you just did it too.
Thank you for your apology. I really appreciate that, Denise.
No, you don't appreciate my apology.
Why?
because it was a fake apology.
Jess said, did Punk and Cody kiss? Please ask your sources. They did not.
Yeah, that completely threw me off when I was scrolling Facebook. I mean, not Facebook, freaking Twitter. And I pop in and I'm like, what? Like, what show was this on that I missed?
Joey says, any weight to Brian Danielson being in that A&E thing? I'm sure it's nothing big, but curious. Again, times have changed. That's just what I'll say. Times have changed and they're not avoiding that anymore.
Wait, what? Sorry. You're talking about the CM Punk Cody?
No. The A&E. Yeah, the A&E thing that's coming up. The Miz, where they showed the Miz Bryan Danielson thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was confused.
Cool Kid says, evening SRS and D-Nice just left that show, and the loud ass unexpected, but sort of expected reaction for The Rock was crazy. Thanks for all you guys do. That's the thing. Like, he's going to get a pop every time he comes out. Then they're going to boo him, which I think is great. I think that was just great. How do I get a good night's sleep after all? HelixSleep.com/Fightful, even though they didn't sponsor this show. The Drew Show says, talking heads, bloggers, podcasters, radio hosts who have been upset about the lack of heat. Why has it got to be us? It can't just be people on Twitter, too. Like, we represent ourselves, not anybody else. But anyway, he says,
the lack of heat of what?
The lack of heat in Drew Rollins. Break glass. CM Punk fixed.
Yeah, the heat here is between Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Andrade defeated Giovanni Vinci. He was supposed to face Ivar. Adam Pearce revealed today that Ivar is medically not cleared. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. Said we don't know what the issue is, but he's not expected to be out long. Hopeful that he'll be back in the ring. Giovanni Vinci, I thought, was a really good opponent, like a good showcase opponent for Andrade, who is back. My God, is he back. He got the back elbow. He got his finish as well. This is how you want to highlight Andrade and say, this is the guy who is back in WWE, I would say. Yeah.
Yes, they made the best of the time that they had here. I mean, just everything that Andrade did. I mean, we know that he's very, very good in the ring. It's just a matter of them actually, like, now showing it. And I think we got a nice, good taste of it here today.
Yeah, I think this is a great way to reintroduce him. You had Chad Gable approach Sami Zayn and says, you know what? I think you might need to change some things up and maybe we should talk. Chad Gable coaching Sami Zayn to beat Gunther would be interesting. How do you feel
like he should be in his corner at WrestleMania.
That'd be kind of cool, yeah.
I feel like he has to. He's coming off too much as like a mentor. I don't know if like that was intended. I mean, and like intended on Chad Gable's like storyline wise from Chad Gable. It's almost like it just happened, and now I feel like he has to be in his corner.
Well, Bronson Reed ended up defeating Sami Zayn. We had a Gunther promo before this, and during the match, he caused a bit of a distraction, and Bronson just gets a win. He's got a bloody face while it happens. This was, you know, it's going to be good. It's Bronson Reed and Sami Zayn, but Bronson Reed picking up the win, I like this because Sami's already got his title match. Him losing, I would normally be like, oh, what the hell? But it doesn't matter. It like doesn't reduce his qualification to compete for the IC title because he's already got it. Like he can't just, it's not going to take him out of contention or anything. It just puts Bronson over and it gets some heat on Gunther. How did you feel about all this?
So I had two different, very different emotions during this. So after the match, I was shocked, Sean. I was shocked when Sami Zayn lost to Bronson Reed. And I love Bronson Reed, but damn, I was upset when Sami Zayn lost. I'm like, what kind of BS is this? Like, this man is going into WrestleMania to face Gunther, who's on a freaking reign of a lifetime as Intercontinental Champion. It's scary as all hell. And he just lost to Bronson Reed after they said he couldn't defeat Bronson Reed. Gunther said he can't defeat Bronson Reed. And then he went out there and could not defeat Bronson Reed. And so I was honestly like upset about it. And But then afterwards, that little talk that he had with Chad Gable and how Chad Gable was basically telling him how, you know, he went up. Like, so basically, Sami Zayn was saying, like, damn it, like, I knew he was going to disrupt me. I knew he was going to get in my head, and I let him get in my head. So, like, he recognized he recognized his mistake in this matchup. And so Chad Gable then basically telling him, like, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do that, or I told you to do this, and all of the things that they said made me then see, like, okay, I get the point of this story and what they're trying to do is basically, like, Sammy effed up. He effed up here tonight, point blank. He effed up. Does that mean he's going to eff up again at WrestleMania, or is he going to be able to get past those distractions, past those, like, demons that are causing him to doubt himself? And so I went from going, God damn, they really ruined this for me. And then all of a sudden I'm going, well, you know what? I'm looking at the story a little differently now. So I really changed my mind in, like, a span of a minute. But I will tell you, after that loss, I was like, nope, I do not want to see Sami Zayn defeat Gunther. Then after that talk with Chad Gable, I'm like, oh, they basically told us Sami Zayn is defeating Gunther at WrestleMania. That's where I'm at right now. I don't know.
I mean, I respect that you gave that much thought to it. I just enjoyed it.
No, Sean, I put so much thought into this. You don't understand. I felt very strongly about this.
I mean, it's a good angle. Gunther is super over as a champion, in my opinion. I'm pumped for this. I'm really pumped for this. Drusho says we're getting Chad Gable and Sami Zayn training montage, them running up the stairs at the Philly Museum of Art. You're the best around. Yeah.
I was about to say that. We have to get that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Rocky, right, Sean?
Yeah, I've seen Rocky. Okay, I'm not, who sure. am I, CM in. Punk?
I just have to check it and make sure.
We have a Nakamura promo. I like that they're keeping him on screen. John Black said, SRS, I heard that you're still doing Battle Royals on the Indies. Yes, I am. I'm going to do one very soon that isn't announced, and I'm doing one at Paulcade next month. Denise, would you ever consider doing another battle on the Indies?
It depends on what I
have. Indies nuts!
Sean, it's not funny. It's not funny. Look at me. I'm not laughing.
That was a legitimate humper chat somebody sent
me. That's fine. I'm not laughing.
Saying. Just saying.
No, nope. I'm not selling your D's nuts jokes. Not yours, not anyone's.
You ain't got to sell them because people are buying them now. People are literally sending in humper chats. Look at this. Look at this. Put some D's in the chat if you're down with this.
I'm done.
Let's go.
Oh, let's God. Go.
Jey Uso promo interrupted by Jimmy and Solo. Well, Jey Uso defeated Shinsuke Nakamura despite gang wars, but that wasn't all, Denise. There was something that led up to this pretty big. Cody Rhodes had a promo at the start of the show, and it is interrupted by The Rock, who doesn't say anything to the crowd. He simply whispers to Cody, and right before the main event, I had broke it down like literally 50 times, and what I saw him say is, tonight I'm going to make you bleed. Cody Rhodes said backstage it was a promise that The Rock could not keep. We'll get back to that. We got Jey Uso beating Nakamura. We've got everybody getting involved. It was gang wars. It's what I want to see out of the main event. I want to see the most overbooked, ridiculous bullshit at WrestleMania. I want it to be like an Avengers movie. And I don't even like the Avengers. But this is what I want. Anything to add to the Jey Uso Nakamura element of this?
I was sort of surprised. And when the match ended the way it did, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Like, we didn't really get that much out of this. But then I was so thankful that it did. Sorry.
Matthew England asks, I'm going to the barbecue next weekend. You ain't getting me with that. SRS and Denise, I'll hit you up with some Mindy's. Have you ever had Mindy's? Well
I'm
done.
Stupid.
Well
I'm done.
Done. Come on, you got hit with it twice.
No, I'm
you got
done.
Hit with it twice.
You know why? Because I'm here and I am a professional, Sean. I show up to this podcast to give a fair and honest review of the show because that is my job. And you're just here. This is a joke to you. It is not a joke to me.
Oh, in words brother. Of Becky Lynch. The Drew Show says I'm with Denise. Oh, brother, these nuts. You know what? If you shoot 2 for 3, that is still 66% field goal percentage. I'm pretty happy with my output tonight. Jonathan Corona sent a monster super chat, Humper Chat, and says, Seth is giving me sus. It's true he never got his title shot against Roman Reigns again, but I think he's going to cost Cody and lose the title, and they'll play this out. Cody's last title shot for that belt. Did he re-sign? Because WWE is doing very well. I don't know that he has re-signed, Jonathan. I don't know that he re-signed. I can suspect that he re-signed quite a while back. I don't think he's going to be going to AEW, and there is quite honestly nowhere else that will compare to the money that he would or could make in WWE or AEW right now. As far as Seth, I don't think Seth is going to cost Cody. I think Seth is probably off going to be doing his own thing. He's getting a main event out of this. He's getting a big-time title match out of this. He's healthy. He's doing his thing now. But after all this, The Rock attacks Cody, makes Cody bleed. Oh, Denise, did I love this. He dragged Cody out into the Chicago rain.
That was messed up.
Made him bleed next to the bus. Put his blood on a Cody's mama or Mama Rhodes?
Mama Rhodes. It was Mama Rhodes.
He said it's going to be bathed in Cody's blood and Mama Rhodes' tears. Small says Dwayne doesn't know what he's awakened with a blading Cody Rhodes. He might go through a flaming table. KW says Raw really slapped, thought Cody was over the wall. Will says everybody's promos were on point tonight. The Rock walking, talking promo was great. Walking, talking, attacking promo, Denise.
He's multitasking. That's how he became The Rock.
This was like an updated version of what we saw to The Rock back in the day. So part of my issue with what we would see out of The Rock every time he showed up, it's like, okay, he beats up some guy. He makes some, you know, goofy little joke from 1999. Okay. Over the last few weeks, especially, The Rock has really been like leaning into the final boss element. And I think that's brilliant. I think that's great. And you know what? Fight game fans will know what I mean. Shang Tsung, Shao Kahn in the original games, they weren't seen all the time. They were seen in the background. They were a little bit older. Heihachi Mishima in Tekken. This older dude, but you don't mess with him. You just don't mess with him. They're a little bit bigger than everybody else. I think he plays this off great. Cadillac Carson hopes they don't catch a cold out in the rain. Denise, tell me everything you felt about this.
That, what they just said, I was thinking that the second I saw Cody hit the concrete floor with his shirt up and his back on that concrete floor, I was like, oh, he's going to get back pains and he's going to get like
back
a cold.
Pains.
You've never gotten back pains when it's cold? Like that's never happened to you where your like shoulder just randomly starts hurting because you got cold air?
Or is I broke my neck? Of course I do.
Okay, well, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I was saying. I was like, he's going to get a cold. He needs to go and take a shower immediately after this. Oh, like that was literally my thoughts during this. But no, honestly, this was effing great because this was literally what The Rock said he was going to do to Cody Rhodes. He said he was going to beat him like a dog. And it was funny because when he was beating up at the door, who was there? Farrah, the dog. So I thought it was pretty funny that he said he was going to beat him like a dog and then beat him in front of a dog.
Denise, I think at this point, by the time we get to next year's Mania, I think Roman Reigns is the baby face and The Rock is the heel.
Possibly, man. Possibly.
Man. Mr. Acosta says, I thought Cody was going over that ledge. Me too, brother.
I thought so too. And I was like, bro, don't kill Cody now. But once I saw like the depth, like you could see, I was like, oh, that's not going to happen. I was afraid they were going to go into his tour bus and like wreck that thing. And part of me wanted to see like just all of that. And then I wanted to see a bunch of stuff, but.
Crazy 101 brings up Cody or Dustin and Brandy's tweets. Brandy said that he better have better security security at Mania. And Dustin said, you son of a bitch. Trey Cash, man, it's great to see you back here, Trey. He sent a very generous humper chat that I want to spend some time on. He says, Sean, hands down, one of the best episodes of Raw in a long time. I'm completely with you. I had a blast covering this show. It's fun to cover this again. He says, but at this point, I want Rock versus Cody at Mania more than Cody finishing his story with Roman. Where do you stand on that? Because I feel like they've done a lot of the work. I mean, The Rock has been around, it seems like, more than Roman of late. I never would have thought that we were in a situation where The Rock would have appeared on WWE TV, probably by Raw after Mania, like 10 or 11 times in 3 months. What? That's as much as we've seen him in a decade.
Yeah, so it was kind of crazy because we had just this Friday, we had The Rock and Cody do their confrontation on SmackDown. And then today we had The Rock confront Cody. No words were said, and it was just them staring at each other. But there was so much more. Maybe it was the crowd, I don't know, but there was just so much more electricity in the air. There was more excitement, I think, seeing them do their stare down and their little confrontation than there was this past Friday.
And also, Trey said, final boss Rock with that entrance is overshadowing the whole thing, but I'm here for it. Yeah, that's something that I brought up, Trey, on Twitter. I know a lot of people they romanticize the old sets. This set is perfect for that Rock entrance. Oh my God. That Rock entrance just has the aura, as they say. Like you feel something there. Trey, thank you so much, man. It's great to hear from you again. Tamel says, Cody's a heel in my eyes. How greedy of a babyface do you need to be to take up two main events? Bayley won the Rumble. Cody doesn't decide where the matches are placed on the show. Shmuel says, never have I been excited to see a man bleed after a beatdown. I know the blade was calling to Cody like the Green Goblin mask. I watched 4 Spider-Man movies this weekend on my weekend off. So that one hits especially hard for me. Guys, get in your super chats, humper chats. We are wrapping up. Please leave a thumbs up. Please check out Bet Online and NordVPN. Sheldon Jackson says, the show was great, but the ending I was cool with until the spit. That's the ultimate level of disrespect. You spit on someone, you're saying it that someone is worse than the ground. How'd that do for you, Denise? Like, that is like an ultimate level.
Definitely getting a cold after that. That solidified it for me. And let's hope it's just a cold.
Oh, my God.
That was nasty. There's nothing that grosses me out more. Like, one of the things I hate is when men do that loogie stuff. Oh, I hate when men in public are like making those sounds and they do those spits. Oh, I hate that.
It's gross.
So
it is gross.
I think there's nothing nastier than spit. I'm sorry. It's just disgusting. Fair. And nothing's worse. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having PTSD. So one time I went to Kaiser and I was in the waiting room in the urgent care and there was a loogie on the seat. Oh, it was so nasty. And it like stayed in my mind forever, like a freaking tattoo. And it was green and watery. Oh, it was so gross. And it stayed in my mind forever. So I hate spit and I hate men that do the thing. Oh, I hate it.
What were you in urgent care for?
I was there visiting someone.
Okay.
Like, I was in the waiting room, bro. What's worse, it was right next to the vending machines. Who does that? Like, come on. Who does that?
How long ago was this?
Why would you do that?
How long ago was this?
Like, a couple of years ago.
Oh, so since we did our show.
I think this happened before I started the Raw Post show.
Broadway Joe wraps us up and says, Raw after Mania ending with Roman and Cody standing side by side against The Rock would be based. Yeah, honestly, it would. Like, I think that Roman could be the babyface against The Rock. I think The Rock is just the, I think he really is the ultimate final boss now. But Denise, I am finally done bossing you around for the night. Tell the people where they can find you.
I know. I just got bullied on this podcast like a bunch of times. Brother. I don't know who got it worse today, me or Cody.
You going to tell the people where they can find your shit?
Yeah, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. That's the place to be.
Denise is going to have a whole lot of stuff probably immediately after she does the interviews. Next week, we're going to be doing media at WrestleMania week. I've got Squared Circle Expo coming up this week. If you are in Indianapolis, please come say hi to me. We would greatly appreciate it if you would do that. Also, well, we'll see you next week. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.